And we're waiting for precipitation. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with KPLU weather expert Cliff Mass from the University of Washington. And we're going to talk about the lack of rain that's threatening to cause problems for our water managers because of dwindling snowpack in the mountains. But first, Cliff, it's kind of a funny weather forecast. On your blog, you're writing that spring is kind of here already?
Well, the diabolical ridge is over us right now. And we've had this ridge how many times this winter? And the result is the same. We have this low cloudiness, cool temperatures in the interior of Western Washington. So we have the fog and the upper 40s, and it just doesn't change. While if you go just a few thousand feet up, it's springtime. Go to the top of Tiger Mountain or one of the ridges on the western side of the Cascades. Gets about 2,500 feet, and it'll be in the 60s today. Go on the coast, and the temperatures will be in the mid-60s. Go into the Oregon coast, mid to upper 60s, maybe even 70s down by Brookings. So the warm air is around us. Spring and summer is just a few thousand feet above. So if you want it, it's there. You just have to go up or go to the coast.
This is what we call an inversion, right?
Right. We have a very strong inversion over us. And it's amazing. The temperatures increase by roughly 15 to 20 degrees Fahrenheit by just climbing a few thousand feet. So spring and summer is here. It's just not at the surface.
So is it just going to stick like this for days on end, or how is it going to work?
Well, the ridge is going to be over us for a long time, but there's going to be a weakening on Saturday. An unimpressive front is approaching. Now, this front will probably bring cloudiness over much of Western Washington and Oregon on Saturday, but rain, you can forget about. Maybe a few sprinkles on the coast. That's about it. And then the front moves through later on Saturday and Sunday. Things start improving again. We won't have any rain, of course. Some clouds, which will probably melt off later on Sunday, and temperatures will probably go up into the mid-50s in the lowlands. And then the rest of the week, this ridge just reestablishes itself. So there is no hope of any significant rainfall, snowfall, you name it, out at least a week.
So what are the implications of this long wait for rain or snow for water managers and people like that?
Well, it's quite serious. Now, in California, it's worse than here. I mean, we at least are far enough north, and occasionally we get hit by some systems that manage to get further south. And that happened last weekend. And that actually helped our snowpack quite a bit. Right now, the snowpack in the Cascades, which many of us depend upon, is around 80% near the Canadian border, down to maybe 40, 50% near the Oregon border. But then it goes bad very quickly. You get into Oregon, the snowpack's only around 30, 35% of normal. You go down into California, and we're talking about snowpacks getting down to 15, 20%, in some places even less of normal. So there's a radical depletion of snowpack in California. Now, you could add to that the fact that it hasn't rained there very much. For many locations in California, 2013 was the driest year on record. And some of these records go back over 100 years. It's really quite amazing.
When is it too late to get a lot of snow or rain to build up that snowpack? Make sure we don't end up in a pickle like those Californians down there.
Well, it's never too late. And what really counts, the numbers that the water managers use, is the snowpack on April 1st. And we've had many years where we haven't had a lot of precipitation during the early to midwinter. And then in March, or even early April, it really turns on. In fact, this happened during the driest year on record, 76-77, which an amazing ridge was over the West Coast. Here in the Northwest, we were saved at the last minute by a lot of precipitation and snow at the very end of the year. But California's different. I mean, they're going to run out of time pretty soon. So, you know, they only have a month and a half, 2 months of getting the real stuff.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can learn more and subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.